here last week. We're back home now, so it's not mandatory. But I think most of you want to, don't you? So come on up, and staff, it's not mandatory for you either, but love to hear from as many of you as would like to share with God's people today, okay? Oh, boy. Well, there's our tape. Oh, boy. Okay, Hannah, why don't you come on up? Tell them who you are, too. That'd be good.
Oh.
So if anybody, we're going to put this on the tape. That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe somebody on the tape knows, you don't know who you are. So tell them who you are. Anything else you want to tell?
Okay. I'm Hannah Burke, and I had an opportunity this week to run a fellowship, and it was wonderful. It always is. It's an opportunity to work, help people see God better, help them see Him bigger, answer questions, work closely with people. And I think as far as fellowships go, it was one of the most dramatic as far as how each fellowships work. We had 21 of them, and about 5 people and 1 leader in each one. And it was just a week where more than normal, the fellowship's really gotten it together within the fellowship. People were able to help each other with problems, minister healing to each other. You just saw deliverance right and left, and it was so wonderful to be a part of. But for me personally, the most wonderful thing about the week was being able to see just God's mercy and grace so much bigger. How people who maybe weren't completely sure what they wanted to do would just kind of see, oh, this is real, and maybe make a first step towards believing something. And God was just right there helping them along. You know, He was pulling them with Him. He was bringing them so much closer. And it was wonderful for me to be able to see God bigger and His love, a little bit more of the fullness of that, a little bit more of the fullness of His grace and His mercy and His loving kindness, His compassion. And in a service capacity, it was wonderful to be able to help people to see that more fully. For the first time this week, especially out of all the camps, there were more than just 3 or 4 people who really made that commitment. It was like everybody. And it was wonderful to be a part of that. It was wonderful to see that in people's lives, and it was wonderful to help them see that. I'm done.
Hello, my name's Alex Schloop, and I was lucky enough to be able to come to teen camp this year. I turned 20 in February, and yeah, I'm kind of pushing it, but Tom was able to let me come, and it was just the biggest blessing of my entire life. I mean, it was the best week I've ever had, and I just, no words could describe it. Thank you.
I'm Audrey Gurney, and I mean, just like everybody else, no words can really describe, I mean, just what I learned and everything, except for the Word of God, you know, and it's just, I feel so privileged to be taught the Word of God, you know, and I'm so thankful for Tom and for my parents and for everybody else who's ever shared with me the Word of God, because that's, you know, that's the only thing that can make people free, and that's the only thing that's true. And I just got to see how big God is more and more, you know. I mean, just a little corner of stuff, and His mercy and His grace and His love for us is just so far beyond anything I could ever comprehend. And the hope became more real too. And I'm just really thankful that we're taught about that, because if we don't have the hope in our lives, then we're not going to be able to stand day by day. Because so I'm just really thankful for everything that God's done, and I'm so thankful that Christ is coming back. And now I was reminded of that more and more, and now that's more of a daily reality in my life. I wake up and it's like, yeah, Christ could come back today. And, you know, there's nothing else. There's nothing else besides God. There's nothing else besides His Word for us to do, you know. And And I just saw how perfect the body of Christ is and just how perfect God is and how everything he does is just so awesome. And that he would love us so much, that he would desire for us to come unto him and pray to him when we should be the ones begging him to, like, listen to us, you know? And I don't know, I can't put it into words either. It's just amazing, so.
Hi, I'm Tom Burke, and I'm 14. No, I'm back. I just wanted to mention, you know, so many of you guys talked to me this week about how excited you were about beginning to really play a part in helping in the body of Christ, in serving and giving. And, you know, I wanted to remind you, well, here you are. You know, this is not the official body of Christ, and you're like the body of Christ in training. You know, this is it right here. This is it. You've been in God's Word all week. God's been teaching you all week, all this great stuff. And here it is. Here you've got a chance to serve now that you want, that you talked to me about all week. A chance to serve, to give, to bless, to change some lives. You've got an open mic to do that this morning. This is what it's all about. So, you know, some of these wonderful sharers go on doing it. But I wanted to remind you about that, okay? Oh, who's next? Come on up, Bridgie. You don't feel pressured, do you?
No. Okay, good. I'm Bridget Burke, and just like everybody else has said, it was just a phenomenal week, and it was my first year being a fellowship leader, and I was so blessed just the way that God put everyone in the certain little fellowships, and each person was put in the right fellowship, and you could tell just by the way the fellowships worked and how we blessed each other, being around each other and sharing with each other and helping each other. And it was really neat because I had a couple people in my fellowship who haven't spoken in tongues and interpreted before, and they did that for the first time this week. And sometimes it's easy to forget how neat it is to speak in tongues and how much of a blessing it is and how awesome it is, because it is words from God. And they were just to see their faces light up, you know, when they did it, and just how excited they were about it and how blessed and how happy. It was cool. And also, just it was neat this week just to be able to see God work in people and just the little things all over the place. You know, just God would tell you, say this to this person, and you would. And they would just be like, you know, they'd open up to you, or they'd just start crying, or they'd be so happy, you know, just because God had said just this one little thing. And just to see God work all over the place. Like, an example is, like, a couple times it would just about start to rain, and then it would just clear up like that. And you knew that people were praying for the rain to go away, and it did, just like that. And it was awesome because I've never really seen God work as much as that. I mean, like, there's been other things before, but not just all in one big chunk, you know? And it was it was really cool. And I felt so privileged just to be able to care for the people in my fellowship, especially, you know, that I was allowed to pray for them. I was allowed to take care of them when they needed anything, and that they would come to me when they needed anything, that they trusted me, and that I was trusted with God's word enough to be able to take care of that fellowship. And just, it was a great week.
Hi, I'm Ruth Hurley. Gosh, where do I start? Just this week, God just taught me so much, you know. When I went there, it was my first time at teen camp, and I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to hear. You know, people ask me, so what do you want out of the week? And I just wasn't sure. But thankfully, God knew. And he showed me, he really did. He showed me just what I really needed to hear and what other people needed to hear too. He showed me what to show them, and I was so amazed to see the body work and really, you know, as it's meant to work. Like, it was just amazing. Oh, God, just, he organized it so well. He has organized the body so well, just to fit together and just to work so well together. And I just got to see a really good example of it this week, and I'm so thankful to him. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Claire Carter. The biggest thing for me was to see the body of Christ, you know, in action and working. And God showed me how that worked, you know, what it was run on. And it was run on, like, the love of God and the Word of God. And it was a decision that each person had to make to decide, okay, I'm going to love today, and I'm going to do the Word of God, and I'm going to renew my mind. And it doesn't matter what anyone else is going to do. I'm going to do it. And, like, everyone decided to do that. And the body of Christ, it worked, you know, and people's needs got met. And I realize it's not something, you know, it doesn't happen for a week like it was said before, but it can happen day by day in your own living. And God showed me, like, sharing the Word of God with someone, how important that is again, and that they just don't know by themselves, you know. They don't, you know, they're natural men, so they don't know the Word of God, right? And so we need to show them. We don't have to think they're okay without it, because they're not. They're going to die, and they're going to be dead. And we have the power to save lives. You know, I've talked to a lot of people that, you know, what do you want to do with your life? I want to be a doctor so I can save someone's life. We're sons of God. We can save someone's life, and we can give them eternity, you know, because God gave that to us. And that was something God just kept pointing out to me, was the ministry of reconciliation, how important that is, and that it's not something to take lightly. And it's not something that we decide, oh, I think I'm not going to tell them today, or I'm going to tell them today. You know, it's, you know, God wants everyone to know, because the devil wants us not to know, right? And we don't want the devil to rule in our lives, and we don't want it to rule in other people's lives, because we know it. He doesn't have to. We know we have God on our side, and we know we have the victory in Christ. And I was just shown that that's real. You know, the victory is not something to take lightly, but it's something to spread, and it's something to take in your own life. Because when you see, you can live off someone else's words, right? And you can see how great that is and how wonderful. But when you do it yourself, and it's your relationship with God, and you know how to work with God, and God can tell you and not tell someone else to tell you, you really see something, and it just makes your life so much more, gives it much more worth to your life. And you can save other people's lives too, and it's with the Word of God, it's with words, and it's with love, you know, and regardless of what they might have gone through, or their actions that they may do, you know, it's just carnal stuff, and it can be replaced with spiritual things, and it has been. You know, you look at your own life, you believe the Word of God. How long did it take you to believe it? How long is it going to take someone else to? We can't decide that for them. But we can just continue to love them throughout everything that they do. And so what if they mess up? We mess up too, you know? And so you just keep loving. You love with the Word of God, and you do the Word of God. And it takes a lot of part, you know, it takes a lot of heart to do that. And, you know, God's right there with us. So that's what I learned the most this week.
Hi, I'm Eli Snyder. I was really amazed this week. I mean, seeing a lot of the people that I had seen in past years and how much they had grown up in the Word, how much love there was there, and just seeing people, how much they had grown up over the past 3 years, it just was amazing. Like, some people just, like, almost didn't recognize them in a way. And it's just the Word that had influenced their lives. And for me, one thing that I learned a lot this past week was in the smaller fellowships that we got in day to day. I learned a lot about love and the way that the body works. I mean, it was the best fellowship for me to be in. Reminded me a lot of things, taught me a lot of things. And there was a girl who had grown up in a family that was Christian but didn't really believe in the accuracy of God's Word. They were more interested in traditions, things like that. And she was just, I mean, it was just so amazing to be able to talk to her, like, in the daily fellowships when we'd get together, and she'd talk about how she had never read the Word for herself, and when the teachings were just amazing, because she was just so amazed that it was that clear, and that you could read the Word for yourself, and you didn't have to take someone else's word for it. And it just made me really thankful for what we do have, the way that we do allow the Word to speak for itself. And it's really blessed me to be able to spend time with her and to the hard decisions that she had to make in order to go home and tell her family that she wasn't going to follow their traditions anymore, but that she was going to let the word speak for itself. And it was just great to be able to be part of that and be able to comfort each other and talk to each other about the word from day to day. Thank you.
Hello, my name's Randon Gilg, and the biggest thing for me was, like they said, was just the abundance of love, just so much love. I mean, the body there, because, you know, we're all the body, but just all the teens and how it worked and how, you know, after a week, most of the time you kind of get, you know, sick of the people you're with, you know. Here, man, by the end of the week, everybody is loving each other even more. It's like everybody was so drive to it. It's like, I love you. And just how all of us together loving each other. I mean, even here. I mean, just the abundance of love here. How it's just a taste, a remnant, just a little bit of what's to come. Just the gathering, all of us. It's just a little taste of it. Just a little taste. And about the manifestations, how, you know, in all their glory and all their power, you know, they're great. I mean, we can, you know, God, our spirit that God gave us freely, you know, prophesy. We can, the words of God can run through us to edify, to exhort, and to comfort all of us. We can speak in tongues and interpret. We can speak in tongues, perfect prayer. All of that, you know, miracles and wonders, healing, all of it. And it's just a toy, just something to show us that it's going to be much bigger later, much bigger. And that just blew me away. It just, and I, it's so great. And I love all you guys.
I'm Rachel Schicks, and like, okay, this year it was just so awesome because like before camp, like I would take God's word as it was being fed to me, and I wouldn't really go to it by myself. Like I wouldn't take the time just to make time for God. And this year at teen camp, it just was just open to me, and I just want to go to it more and make so much more time for God. And like, I don't know, like, after teen camp last year, it was just, like, when school started, like, I just kind of got sucked back into worldly things. But this year, I just want to make so much more time for God, because life is just so much better that way. And, like, it was so amazing how, in manifestations, continuously, God was just, like, come to me. He just kept reminding us of that truth, how we can come to him with no matter what. And I don't know, it was just so amazing and how many lives changed because of the word of God was open to them. And just a girl in my fellowship told me how she was like 15 new people came from her area, and only like four of them could speak in tongues. And after the end, like by the end of that week, everyone could. It was just so amazing how many lives changed. And I just know that because of this teen camp, I am just gonna make so much more time for God and not just get sucked into this worldly things, because God is just so much greater than all that. So that's what I have to say.
That was so wonderful. And this is your sister in Christ, you know? I hope none of you are like, oh, isn't that cute? I hope it's reproving you. When's the last time you felt like that, some of you? You know? And this girl's had her head in the Word of God all week. 5-6 hours a day all week. Have you read it this week? You understand? This is not like, oh, good, she's joining our club. No, she's in a club some of the adults need to get back in. Oh, do you understand? This Word of God's life, and this little girl knows it. You know, some of us maybe forgot that. You know, and it's easy to say, oh, isn't that cute that she wants like us? But wait a minute, before you say us, have you had your head in God's Word lately? Is it your joy in rejoicing? Is it your delight in your counselor? You know? If not, maybe this young girl's experienced something in her soul that is something you have yet to experience in your life. That's not cute. That's called reproof. See? Maybe she can help you. Maybe she can help you. I know she'd love to, right? Amen. Thanks for sharing that. You're the greatest. Okay.
Okay, I'm Casey McCaw, and just like Rachel said, before teen camp, I'd go to fellowship, and I was a part of the body of Christ, but I didn't really understand what it was all about, and as Tom and Jeff were sharing at camp, I just really started to understand what a big deal it was that we make time for God, and there's a million things going through my head right now. I got to be a part of Claire Carter's fellowship, and she showed me so much of God's word, and I'm so thankful for you. Thank you. And I also wasn't feeling very well at the beginning of camp, and Kathy and Arlene really took care of me, and I thank you guys. I can't think. It's just, I understand a lot more what that. I think now when I go back to school, I understand what's important in my life right now. It's not volleyball. It's not sports. It's not my friends. It's not popularity. It's not clothes. It's God. And it's the only real thing that's going to make you happy. And it's going to last you forever. And nothing else will. And that's all.
Hi, I'm Brian Mullins, and I think this is the best teen camp I've ever been to. And one of the main things is we just walked in love so much. We could ask anybody like certain questions that we had, and then they would do their best to help us. And one of the main things in manifestations is cast all your cares upon me. And I just saw that so much, that everybody prayed for certain things that they probably would never have normally prayed for in outside of like before. And it's just an amazing week in God's word. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sean Frithioff, and I got really blessed this year at teen camp. I got really blessed, and it was really a blessing to see people, everyone else get blessed too. And before teen camp this year, I had trouble understanding the word, but this year he taught on how to understand the word, and I have many more keys in that understanding it, so I can sit down at home and read the Bible and understand it. And just, we also had like retemories we had, and we can just read those, and we can read the word, and just, it was such a blessing being with everybody, and they had just, every teaching I got blessed by, and I saw people get healed, I saw people just, a lot of people learn how to speak in tongues, and every week, and everyone got really blessed, and walked in love. It was just because, and now I'm going to go in high school next year, so it's like, now I can like speak the word to people in high school, a lot more people than there was last year. It's going to be so great, and it was really great. I just can't say, but like at the end of the teen camp, everyone, including me, were just crying with like, because we're so blessed. It was so great. It was a blessing to have. We had Leon and George Hackett came to sing. It was a great blessing too. And I'm so blessed. And that's all I have to say. God bless.
Hi, I'm Joe Carter. It was my
fourth year at teen camp, and I think I have to take a seat to tell you how much this teen camp meant to me. Every teaching just hit me so hard. It was just so right on. But the greatest part of the night was probably the last night I was there. I had the privilege of being a dorm steward, so I got to take care of things and tell people when to go to bed and stuff. Not really. But I was coming out the last night to tell the kids on the porch to wrap it up and come on in, but God just told me not to, and I took a seat, and we sat down and talked about the word. And then we had prayer and manifestations, and I never listened to manifestation like I did that time. And it just told me that God loved me so much, and I never felt that way. I never knew how much God loved me and how much He was waiting for me, and how much I can get into the word, and how much everybody can feel that. And that I've never felt so loved in my life by God. I never understood His love like that. But we just all shed tears that night, and I don't know how long it lasts. We were just talking about God's word and how much He can do for us, and how much God does love us, and so much is waiting for us. It's so hard to believe, but I've never believed like this in my entire life. My believing in the Word right now is so strong. I can't believe it. I've grown up in the Word all my life, and I've never felt this way. And I'm just so thankful for Tom and Jeff, how they just showed us how much God loved us, and that God told us how much He loved us in every single manifestation, and that we can just come to Him anytime. He's there. He's always there. I just love Him, and I love you guys so much, and I hope you guys have the same feeling for this. I just know where my life is headed right now. Thank you.
I'm Philip Carter. I guess one thing you could say is so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Because it's the same word that was at teen camp that's right here in front of us. It's not like Camp Twin Echo had special stuff in its trees that made everybody love people better. You know, it was God. You know, it was the same God in us and you guys. And it's the same word that we can live, not just read, but read and live. You know, we can let our conversation be as it becomes the gospel of Christ. If we could strive together for the faith of the gospel, together, you know, we're not alone. We're a body, and that's the cool thing. And it's like, that could be everywhere, you know, that same love that we experience, you know. You guys might want to think, man, I wish I was young. I wish I could go to teen camp, but, you know. But, you know, we're here. It's the same body, and it could be every day of your life, and I think one of the coolest things that I could just read sometimes is Acts 17, where, you know, as Paul's manner was, you know, he preached the word to them. He searched the scriptures with them, and as his manner was. And it's because it was his heart, because who he was wasn't, you know, Paul. He was a son of God, and his manner was as a son of God. And the same mind that was in Christ Jesus, he endeavored to put in him. And he laid his life down for everyone so much. And, like, the thing was, is it wasn't like, here, I got to go do it again. It was like, I get to go do it again in a sense. You know, it's like, I get to serve again. And that was the heart that was in it, in him. And it's the same heart that was in him that's in us, because it's the same Christ. Same Jesus Christ, you know. Same God. And, you know, I could stay up here all morning, I guess, and just talk about how that works. But, all I can say is so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed, you know, that camp. And it's the same word of God that we got in front of us.
My name is Amber Snyder, and I promised I wouldn't cry, but it looks like it's too late for that.
cried enough this week. But I really learned about the love of God and just how we screw up so much, we're so foolish, and how God wants us anyways for no apparent reason, but he does, and I'm so thankful for that. And just a lot of what Casey was saying, what do we care what the world thinks of us? It's the world which is making us think that we should care what they think of us. None of that is important. It's just temporal. It's just in the light of eternity. It's like a moment. It's a flashing second. It's nothing. But I wanted to read two verses to you that really touched my heart this week. Philippians 4:17. Not because I desire a gift, but because I desire fruit that may abound in your account. Just the love that God has for us. It's so big, and it's so unconditional, and it's not because of anything that we did, but because Jesus Christ died on that tree for us, and he got beaten to the point where he looked like a piece of meat for us, and all we did was hate him and mock him and beat him and turn our back on him. But God still wants to take care of us. And also verse 19 of chapter 4, but God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He just wants to take care of us. And I realize that this past year I've been so messed up. I've been so turned to the world, and I don't need that crap anymore. I just want to live for God because he loves us so much, and all he asks in return is for us to love him back. Audrey, you're making me cry. But just just everything that he did for us, he made this world for us. He gave us so much. All he asks in return is for us to serve him. What are we to do is to say no? Why would we want to do that? He wants to bless us. Why are we saying no, you know? It's the devil that's putting those thoughts into our mind, like, you know, I can do it all by myself. And, you know, there's some people in the world that are happy. Maybe I could be one of them, you know? I can get the love from the world. What do I need that for? What kind of crap is that? But just the believers there this week, I needed a big kick in the butt, and I got it from some people that were walking in love, that were walking by the Spirit. And I'm just so thankful for their lives. And to Tom, and to all the fellowship leaders, everybody that put everything into this, and of course to our own Heavenly Father, just that I'm a part of this body. God cares what I do. God cares that I'm part of this body, and that I walk by him, and that, you know, it's not like anybody's any less important. We all work together. This is all something that he needs us from, whether we feel like it or not, you know. Feelings are just feelings. That's all there are. It's nothing compared to the spiritual world, and I'm just so thankful for everybody, and I'm just... Last teen camp was wonderful, but I got straight as well. I mean, I just... so out there, and I just thought about it, you know. I had a lot of thinking to do yesterday, and it was just wonderful. I just sat down and got with my dad, you know, and I just realized I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the world. I don't want it anymore. I want to live for God. I want to be a part of this. I want to just have a fire burning my heart to the point where it's bubbling, and I just am so thankful that I'm crying all the time. But that's just really all I wanted to share, and just that I have such an amazing love for all of you because God had it for us first, and it's so unconditional, and just I hope you all remember that we all are a part of it, and he loves us just as much as the next person. And that's everything.
I'm Lindsay Holiday, and I guess I don't know what to say either, but, like, this was just so awesome. Last year's teen camp, it was really great, but this one just had to blow it out of the water. It was phenomenal. And I know the fellowship leaders in our little fellowship were so helpful. If you had a question, they'd spend hours and hours trying to figure the answer. And if they didn't know it, they'd tell you to go ask Tom. Even they didn't know some of the answers, but, you know, only one person knows that, and that's God, you know. So I guess I got a lot closer to him this year, and, well... I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped me this year, and I want to say thank you to the staff and all the teams that made it the best year. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Nicole Covington. This year was my first year at teen camp, and I just got so blessed. And, like, the last night is where it, like, all clicked for me that I finally realized that God is going to supply all your need and that it's not going to be money or your friends or, like, the things of the world. And you can, like, believe, and all he wants you to do is believe God. And, like, when you speak in tongues, you do build up your spirit. And I never really, like, believed that. I was just like, oh, okay, and just blew it off, you know. And, like, my friends would ask me, like, about God's word, and I'd just be like, oh, yeah, I just go to fellowship on Sundays and learn and don't really tell them. I really want to do that now. And, like, Tom and Jeff taught that you don't want the world to see you. You want them to see the light and the spirit in you because you're death. And, like, just all he forgives you for all of your sins. And I finally realized that, and I just got so blessed. And just never doubt God, because you're being really foolish when you do. And I don't know, I got so blessed, and I don't want to doubt God anymore. And I just want to thank Tom for letting me go. That's it. I love you.
Hi, I'm Kenny Higby. I just wanted to say that this year's teen camp was the best ever. I've been to all 4 years, and I have never in my life been more blessed by the people that I've been around. And one of the things that I realized the most is just how much I take God for granted in my everyday life, and just how, you know, I go to God for at the last second. You know, I don't go to him first. I try to do it myself for all it's worth, and then if I can't do it, then I go to God. And I just realized how really messed up that is. And just how, you know, I would always pray to God. I'd be like, God, if you get me out of the soup this time, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to do this. And I promise, I swear I'm going to do this. And then how many times did I come through with my promise? And how many times did he pull me out of the soup? Every single time. Every single time he pulled me out. And, you know, it's just that, you know, I'm not going to take God for granted anymore. I'm not going to do it. You know, the word's living in me now, and I can see the devil and how he works and his little secrets and his little... ugh. But, you know, now that I do have the word living in me, you know, and I do see what the devil's doing, that's going to help keep me out of the soup. And if I ever do get in the soup, you know, I know where to go, and that's the word of God. Thank you. God bless.
I'm Kathy Burke, and this is my first year I've ever been to teen camp. I've been hearing about it for years. We have a new thing for the list of supplies, though it's like 50,000 boxes of tissues. But there's a lot of things I could share. Personally, I saw, you know, I wasn't in charge of teaching or of running it, and that was really fun. I mean, I love doing things too, but it was really fun to work with Laura in the kitchen and work with Tom and Jeff and not be ultimately responsible for everything. So I had a lot of fun with the staff and just praying for everyone. And I prayed a lot more than I ever have, I think, in any week, just because I didn't have all these other things I needed to be doing. I just spoke in tongues a lot and prayed for people. And I was telling some of the staff one night, I was praying in the House of His Healing Presence, and I'm praying for people that I could tell really were going through some changes. And God showed me something to do with the coffee pot in the kitchen. And I went, I don't even know if this is you, God. The coffee pot wasn't working right. And I'm not a mechanic or anything. And so the next morning I said, I'm not even sure if it's you, but that was my area of responsibility, helping in that area. And so I went in the kitchen the next morning and they didn't know what I was doing. I got the meat, what do you call that? It's a meat to mince the meat. What do you call it, Arlene? Tenderizer. And I'm pounding on the stem, doing what I thought God showed me, but I wasn't even sure if it was God, you know. But okay, God, I'll give it a shot. And I'm pounding on this thing and put it in the, anyway, it worked, and the coffee was fine that morning. But I, you know, he cares about the littlest things. You know, maybe you're not the one running a fellowship. Maybe you're not the one teaching week after week in your fellowship. But God is your God. And in areas that you are responsible to live life, he's willing to help and guide and direct you in the littlest things. You know, many times I know I forget to even acknowledge him, but it does say, in all thy ways acknowledge him, you know, and he shall direct thy paths. That was just a little thing, but there were a lot of things like that where God would just show me little things for me that I needed to do. You know, I wasn't the one teaching, like I said. I've seen God work in my life when I'm teaching or ministering, but I'd kind of forgotten about those little things sometimes, how he's so willing to help and direct me. I guess another thing, I couldn't relate back to another teen camp. I remembered going to a Christian camp when I was 16 and 17. I even worked at a camp. And I even talked to someone about teens going away to a camp recently who very condescendingly said, yeah, they get real high and then it goes away. And I was inside. I knew there was something different. But this week, and you've probably seen it just from them sharing, yeah, it's true. When you get a group of teenagers together that put aside things that they're all caught up in and decide to be nice to each other, there's going to be a change. There's going to be emotions. But the difference is these young men and women were basing what they were feeling upon the Word of God. There were genuine changes happening because of the love and the power and the Spirit of God at work in their lives as they loved and ministered to one another. And the change isn't just an emotional high that'll go away. There were some commitments made to their Heavenly Father that are maybe like some of what I did and you did as a young man or woman. That's not going to go away. When it's based upon something that's lasting, there's genuine changes there. And the last thing, I guess, there was a number of years ago where I wondered if the Word was going to live beyond our generation. And it is. I saw commitment and depth of love for God that I haven't seen in a long time in your lives, and that really blessed me a lot to see that in your lives. And I know my grandkids, if the Lord tarries, and they have any. Don't get any ideas yet, Bridget. That there's going to be someone there to teach them God's Word, you know. And I also, well, I thought of one more thing. Someone had said to me, yeah, the beds are pretty yucky there, and they were talking about, you know, I don't know if I could be, you know, after this week, I'd sleep, you know, in a sleeping bag next to that outhouse I heard about near the men's. For, you know, we throw those words around lightly, joy and privilege of serving, but I'll tell you, it was a privilege to cook a hamburger for these kids or to do anything for them. If I could do one thing to help them live God's Word and believe it like I saw, hey, let me do it again, you know. What an awesome privilege to even be around them. So thanks for letting me go, honey.
It's been good. It's been great because it's based on the Word of God, you know. And, you know, the first year was pretty good. The second year was even better. The third year was better than that. The fourth year was awesome. So I can't wait to see what it's going to be like next year. You know, I've got a couple years under my belt still. And, you know, I still got a couple years to come in this. And I feel kind of sorry for the older guys that just got in it at the same time I did, because they don't get to go back next year. But, you know, you can build the Word on your life, you know, and you can walk in light and you can walk with perfect peace with God, and you can just show that to the world, and you can bless people, you know. And one thing that really blessed me at teen camp was really seeing the body work, because when you're in the world, you know, you got to deal with carnal men, you got to deal with, you know, people trying to get things for themselves, you got to deal with all that, and you got to try to, you know, you have to love them, you're supposed to love them, you know, and you try, believe me, you try as hard as you can to love them, and sometimes it seems like it's not working. And you speak the Word, and sometimes, you know, sometimes people don't take it. But so what, you know? Who cares if they don't take it, you know? It's your responsibility to speak the Word, because if you don't speak it, then they'll never hear it. You have to speak the Word to people, you know? And just this week, I actually got to see the body work like it's supposed to work, you know. It works perfectly because that's the way God designed it, you know. And it's walking in love. You know, what can I do for you because I got the love of God inside me? You know, what can I do to bless you? You know, what can I do to bless Casey McCall right now at this moment? What could I do to bless her? You know, not what could I get for myself, as carnal people think. You know, because if everybody's blessing everybody else, ultimately you get truly blessed. You know, you put God first, and you put others second, and you put yourself third. And when you're in a perfect situation like we were at teen camp, you don't even need to put yourself third. It's not even a thought, you know, because everybody else is putting you second, and God's putting you first. So, you know, ultimately everybody's getting tremendously blessed. And, you know, it's just decided that, you know, I've been speaking the word at work, and I'm just going to do it more and more, you know, because there's a couple guys that kind of believe the word, and there's a couple guys that know of the word but don't, you know, really know what it is exactly. But, you know, I can help them, and that's what I'm here for. And that's what we're all here for. You know, we're here to esteem each other's and to help build the body of Christ up. You know, if we don't have any members, there can't be a body. You know what I mean? It's just so important. I cannot stress it enough. You have to go out and speak the word, you know. Who cares? Who cares if you get embarrassed? Who cares if you get kicked out of McDonald's for speaking the word? Who cares if you get kicked out of the movie theater for speaking the word? Who cares if you get fired from your stupid job for speaking the word, you know? These are all light things in, you know, light of eternity. You know, this is just a second on the earth. It's a second of our lives, you know. And we're going to live eternal with God. And, I mean, it's so important. You know, Paul got stoned and beaten and whipped and thrown in jail. And, you know, he spent almost probably half his life in jail for speaking the word of God. But, you know, he still spoke the word of God in jail. And, you know, that's what you have to do. You just have to speak the word. You have to move it. It's so important. And you have to read the word. You know, other people can bless you and other people can do this for you and bless you, you know. But they can't study the word for you. They cannot study the word for you. You have to go to the word yourself and study it. The whole armor of God, you know, two things out of six are the word of God. Feet shod with the gospel of peace, preparation of the gospel of peace, and the sword of the Spirit. It's the word of God. You have to put that on yourself. Nobody else can do that for you. And you have to put that on yourself. You need that to stand against the wiles of the devil, you know, to move through him and to bless other people. And it is so important that you have to read the word yourself and you have to move the word. Otherwise, nothing gets accomplished and nobody gets blessed. Thank you. God bless.
Hi. My name is Chris Gilgan. I mean, I was just blessed this week. I mean, it was just real blessing. I mean, when I went there, I mean, I didn't know no one. I mean, it was just so great. I mean, I went in there not knowing how to speak in tongues or interpret and stuff, and I came out of there knowing a lot. I mean, I could do that now. And it was just so great. I mean, it was just so great. And, I mean, that was my first year. I mean, I just knew a bunch of stuff. And, I mean, I base myself on the Word of God now. I mean, that's the only thing I'm going to be doing is speaking the Word, reading the Bible, doing it. It's just great. And it was a real blessing. Thank you.
Many of these guys talk about how they spoke in tongues for the first time or interpreted or prophesied or ministered healing to somebody, and we don't even mention that stuff. We don't even mention it all week. I mean, we taught Philippians, you know, but the things of God just get moving, and next thing we know, boy, when the Word of God's there, the power of God's evident. You don't have to tell people now, this week, you know, put on your list of goals to speak in tongues and interpret. We don't mention it. We don't mention it. And the power of God just gets turned loose when the Word of God's believed, doesn't it? Oh, man. I'm sort of glad that all our folks who are at teen camp aren't here today. I don't think my eyes could take much more. So we got a few of you, though, huh? Come on up, Rob.
Hi, I'm Rob Griscom. I went to teen camp this year, and
I went since it started 4 years ago, and I've been born again since I was like 7 years old, and I think just like this past Friday was when I just really realized how much God has done for me in those years, even though I haven't been really paying attention to Him. He's been paying attention to me. And I had a lot of answered prayers, and just got blessed out of my mind. Like what Joe was talking about, we went up to our cabins Friday night, and big, strong guys just crying their eyes out because of what they learned about their father and about how much he has done for us. And it was great, and I got blessed. And God bless you.
Hi, my name is Susanna Mullins, and it was my first year, and I was just so blessed because I've never experienced anything like it before. And, like, everybody was just so happy, and I never really understood the Word of God before like I do now because it was just more alive to me. It was just shown to me so much more during teen camp. And I just, it was awesome. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kevin Hurley, and it's such a joy to be here, and I think that's the word that sums all the teen camp up for me, just how much a joy life can be, you know, because our God is great, and there's just nothing in this world, there's nothing in this world that can take that away from us, and the joy of life and the joy of knowing God. I'm just so blown away by seeing the love of God in people and the love of God for us. You know, we're hearing so many stories here today, so many different stories. And I got this one day, you know. Five different teens came up. The first one is, I got delivered from a physical, you know, disease that I had for all my life. And then over here, it's, I finally understand what speaking in tongues is. And it's just like Tom was sharing, it's the Spirit of God, how much God loves each individual, and to see God being glorified so much. It was my first time ever as helping out in staff, first time ever, and I didn't know what to expect, you know. You're out in the world and you work for firms and you work for businesses and everybody's got, you know, their delegated responsibility, and this is your job and that's your job. And I went in and Tom says, well, you know, walk by the Spirit and walk in love. I thought, what do I do? Give me a job, you know. Good job. And that's how it worked all week, you know, just people walked with love and glorified God, and the right thing was done at the right time. It's just such an awesome thing to see. And I'm so thankful to have been a member of that. So thankful to the staff for having loved me, for all the teenagers, you know, because you guys are a member of the body of Christ, and it's just perfect to see how it all works together. And God is great. Praise God. Amen.
Hi, my name is Stephen O'Loughlin, and I'm from Ireland. And this week I've learnt a lot about God's Word. And I've never felt as loved in my life by any teenagers in Ireland as I did this week. And I was one of the guys that was up in Rotary with Joey and Rob. But I might be a big, strong guy, but I'm a small, strong-hearted Irish guy. And it really blessed me just to hear God's Word and the love that I got from all the body. It was just brilliant. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Randy Mullins, and this was my fourth year at the camp. And one of the biggest blessings, like the thing that really hit me the hardest was about living in light of eternity. that when we live like Christ could come back any second, nothing really matters. Like, it's not, things aren't as important. Like, when you speak the word to your friends and you feel nervous or whatever, it doesn't matter because Christ is coming back for us. We're going to live with God for eternity. And when you live like this, that things are just amazing. You can just walk with God. You can just, your relationship with God is so improved because things, the devil doesn't have his reign over your life like he would when you're not having a relationship with God. It was so amazing. This camp just showed me so much, how to make my word, how to make God's word my own and just live for him. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Margie Mullins. I want to show you my t-shirt first. I'm very proud of this t-shirt because it was given to me and the rest of the staff by all the teens because they were so blessed and happy to be at the camp. And it was a very wonderful camp. See, we get to sit in on the teachings too besides work, which is very nice. And personally, I wanted to tell you all to exhort you to be speaking the word because, well, I stay in the background a lot. And I've learned that I can be blessing people also. So I wanted to share that with you so you can do that too. Bye.
I'm Laura Tucci, and you know, a lot of people, I can't remember what I'm going to say, Tom. I do the cooking, and everybody always comes up and asks, how do you do that? And, well, you know, it's an important thing. Food is an important thing for these kids. But it's not the most important thing. The most important thing is God. And when you remember that, you can do anything. And I think the joy of service is one of the biggest things I saw this week, was that when you're motivated by the love of God, that the service that you do is right on. And that if your head's not in the right place, you know, don't do anything until it is. And that's how we run the staff. If your head's not in the right place, or if you're not, if you need to go sit down, if you need to go pray, if you need to get your head in the Word, that's first. You and God are first. And I just don't remember being as excited about the hope when I was these kids' age as they are. And you just know it's living and real for them. And it's a great blessing to see. And I just, I'm real blessed to have the privilege of being with Tom and Jeff for a week and seeing how they walk in love and teach the word.
You do more than the food, too. She's the heart and soul of Teen Camp. We couldn't do it without her. She's been in it every year, and if you ever quit, we'll just have to do something else because we couldn't do the Teen Camp without Laura. She is, we jokingly say she's everybody's mom. She kind of said, can I be everybody's sister? But she is the mom, what, you had four there this year, right? So she's mom of a good portion of the camp. You've heard three of them share already this morning, and what a blessing this woman is. I mean, because, yeah, she does the food, but that kitchen's a healing place. You know, how many of you teens at one time or another this year or past teen camps have walked back there not because you were hungry, but just because you needed to be loved, or you felt homesick, or a few of you maybe? Come on, you know this by now. This means I want hands. Okay. Did you get what you wanted back there? Did you get what you needed? Because somebody was walking with God, right? And this is the woman who sees to that. She's just a joy to our lives. If you don't know her, she can be your mom too. So, or sister, right? Or daughter, or something, but she'll sure speak the word to you. Anything else you want to share?
No.
Well, we'll bring the next one up then, okay? Which one of you is next, Larry?
Well, my name's Larry Burgess, and it's really hard to put in words or even begin to describe the things that took place this week, this past week. Just the great deliverance that I saw in everybody else's life as well as mine. Just the greater reality of God's love, how much He really does love us. It just can't be compared to anything. It's just so great that we have a God and Father that, well, I'll just refer to the manifestations this past week. You know, God kept saying, you know, come on to me, you know, I care for you, you know, and cast all your cares upon me. You know, and if we just let God instead of limit God, then some great things are going to come to pass in our lives. And another thing that was really awesome to see was just the body of Christ edified in love. I've always wanted to see that. And just the group of believers, the hearts and the minds that we had at teen camp, for God and His Word and the stand that we were ready to take, not just as individuals, but the whole body. And that was just, it's a greater reality for me now. I had this perfect little spot picked out. I was waking up around 5 or 5:30, and this little stream, the fog coming off the water, I mean, it was just, that in itself was just a reminder of God's great love and grace and mercy, and peace. I just had so much peace in my heart this week, this past week. And just the people, I had the privilege of running a fellowship. That's always a great joy to my life, just being able to share the Word with people and just watch them grow in the Word. And it just, I can't put it into words. I can't. It was just an awesome time. And, you know, I thank Tom and Jeff and the staff and just for everybody that had an impact on my life and that helped me better my stand on the Word. Because, you know, if the Lord tarries 50, 60 years from now, I want to be teaching the Word, you know, and sharing the Word with people. And that's just my heart. That's where I want to be. So thanks.
Now, our last person who's sharing is 25. But we let her come to teen camp anyway. So now, Rosie, actually, she's made some choices already in her life for God's Word that haven't been easy ones, right? And I'm sure thankful to have you up here, Sharon. What do you want to tell them? I'll bring this down just a little bit. Go ahead, Rosie.
It was Friday night. That was my night. And, I mean, what I thought the Word was, it was just my parents' thing. It was my mom's thing. It was my dad's thing. But it wasn't mine. I was just going to go to fellowship with her, make her happy. But I went to teen camp, and that was... It got to me, and it blessed me so much. And Friday night, we did abundance sharing, and I didn't have any money. But if I had $1 million, if I had like $9 billion, I would give it. I would gladly give it. Because what do we need it for? I mean, we've got the Word of God, and we don't need anything else. We're part of the body. We can just share, and... what else do I have to say? I prophesied this week in front of a lot of people, but I was so happy that I did, and I was thinking, you know, I don't know, because God's not going to speak to me, so I'll make up some words, you know, to make people happy. Just, okay, God, I love you, my children. But then right when I came up and started to stand up, I was like, okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm not. I'm going to speak what God's telling me, what God just gives me the words to speak. And I got so blessed with that, too. And another thing, I don't want to speak all morning, but... Okay, just a little spacey. I wanted to be a fellowship leader. I mean, I thought I was good enough to be a fellowship leader. I wanted to teach, and I thought I was better than everyone else. But I don't know if it was Tom or Jeff, I'm not sure, but they said, before you are a fellowship leader, you can still teach, you know, but you just want to, you want to help people, be part of the body. You want to build each other up. And before you become a fellowship leader, you want to become a helper, the part of the body of Christ. And that's pretty much what I've got to say.
Think we can remember that song? Yeah. Why don't all you guys from camp come back up all the way across here? I want to share something too, okay? Man. I was going to teach you the word this morning, but I think that would be redundant at this point. You know, it's we got it in action, which is what Philippians is all about, by the way. Teaching some of these realities from Ephesians in light of the examples of people in the body of Christ. Well, you've seen the word by example this morning, doggone it. I sure have too. And you know, all you guys blessed me so much, but Phil, man, you didn't. No, Phil. I gotta say that to Phil. You said what I was gonna say this morning, brother. You know that it wasn't in the leaves, it wasn't in the water, it wasn't in the environment of kids getting together in the hills of Pennsylvania. No, everything you heard about here was because of the word. You know, how many of these kids talked about being a part of the body of Christ? Oh, 2/3 of you at least, right? That didn't come, like I was telling you guys, when magic dust comes down out of the sky. It came because we taught and believed the word of God, you know? The reason for this sharing isn't so that, like Phil said again, that you could wish, boy, I wish I was a teen. Or some of you guys, boy, I'm going to sure send my kids to that camp. No. It's to show you the result of the word of God believed. And you know what? You have that, don't you? You have that. Everything that happened here that was genuine, that was legitimate, that it was a change in heart or a healing or new boldness or new decisions was all simply a result of the word of God believed. You know, I was going to teach you some of Philippians today. Maybe I will next week, we'll see. But I want to read you one verse in Philippians. And then we're going to hear from God. And then we're going to sing you a song. Philippians 4, verse 1 says, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved." That's what God wants of his people, that we stand fast in the Lord. And standing fast in the Lord doesn't mean get along, right? It doesn't just mean keep your dorm clean. Those are all things that may happen, but maybe you've seen here this morning the motive behind those things. See, because if the motive is anything but the love of God and the word of God and this wonderful body that he's called us to by his grace, well, it's just religion. You know, some of these guys, thankfully, have never had to go through religion like some of you have and like I have. Maybe they'll never have to, you know. I pray that you moms and dads don't squelch this stuff, man. At the very least, let them grow. and maybe grow with them, you know. But all these things that happened, I mean, the rooms were clean, everyone was on time for meals, people loved each other, nobody took the last piece of toilet paper. All that's great, but it wasn't because of law, it wasn't because of fear, it wasn't because of rules and regulations. It was because here was a group of people who began believing what the Word of God said about them and loved God just enough to begin living accordingly. And you and I can do that as well, wherever we are, wherever we are.
Well, Father, thank you just for those wonderful words of comfort and of peace. And we thank you just for this and just for how much you do love us and that we are allowed the privilege of having your love and in turn trying to give it back to you. And I thank you for that. And in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
We have a song to sing for you. You'll get to learn it sometime.
Oh, Heavenly Father, oh, Heavenly Father, oh, Heavenly Father, you have cleansed me within. I can stand here before you. I can stand here before you. I can stand
to me. God bless you.